Each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, addresses a health issue, and explains how to deal with it naturally. And Dr. Betty is back with us this week. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I want to talk a little bit about why heart disease looks different in women. Heart disease is actually the number one killer of women worldwide, and two-thirds of heart health research is done exclusively on men. So we really need to address why women's health issues are addressed differently, and especially with regards to heart disease. So let's look at a couple of facts. So women's bodies are different than men's, and that's how heart disease shows up. Women's heart and arteries are typically physically smaller than men's. So smaller arteries means they can get clogged faster in women, leading to a higher risk of issues. Patterns of arterial plaque and injuries actually also look different in women. This means that women's heart disease diagnosis might be delayed or even misdiagnosed completely. Heart attack symptoms actually look quite different in women. In addition to chest pain, women can also experience extreme fatigue, trouble breathing, and pain across the stomach and upper back. And sometimes we see that bias can actually play a role. So, for example, when a female patient reports stress and other heart disease symptoms, they're more likely than men to actually get an anxiety diagnosis rather than a heart disease diagnosis. And certainly depression is a big factor, because depression strikes twice as many women heart disease sufferers than men, and that can actually lead to an increased risk of a second heart attack. So what I wanted to talk about, some of the risk factors associated with heart disease in women. So certainly obesity and smoking are two risk factors for heart disease that can affect women more than men. So really reducing or eliminating smoking is really going to be an important issue for women to really reduce their cardiovascular risk factors. Women receiving radiation for breast cancer are at higher risk for heart disease, and women who have inflammation-related health conditions are at a higher risk as well. Heart disease also increases significantly after menopause, so the combination of lower estrogen and higher cholesterol in menopause can also increase the risk, as well as women undergoing hormone replacement therapy. So a lot of factors can really make a big difference for us. So like I said, a couple of key issues or a couple of key ways to reduce heart disease risk include reducing smoking and reducing stress, weight management, exercise, of course, 2 to 3 hours of cardio a week. And if that seems too much for people, breaking it down into smaller bites of 10 to 15 minutes, it can be very helpful. Walking during breaks. I really encourage people to eat more plants. At least 60% of the lunch and our dinner plate should really be vegetables, choosing fruits and veggies, choosing good fats. Things like wild organic salmon, eggs, and walnuts are great sources. And interestingly enough, low selenium levels are strongly linked to heart disease. So there's a good amount of selenium found in 3 Brazil nuts a day. So I usually get my patients to eat at least 3 Brazil nuts a day. That actually helps our thyroid as well. So often with heart disease and many conditions, I'll put together individualized treatment plans. So if patients do have factors or familial risk factors of cardiovascular disease, then they can give me a call and we can put together an individualized treatment plan for them.
While I didn't realize that a naturopathic doctor would deal with heart disease, I know that you have an integrative approach and do work with a family physician as well. But if someone wants to talk to you about anything to do with their health and dealing with it naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Dr. Betty will give you a complimentary consultation either over the phone or in person, and she can deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.